great guests. Our next great guest of the day is Monsignor James Finnessy, and we welcome you into the hot seat today.
Thank you very much.
What a joy. What a joy it is to have this priest here with us today. And so we would love it if you would call and support him. If you have a message for him, they will bring it into us and say, you can say, Father, we love you, or Monsignor, we love you. We're so glad that you're here. If you can make a pledge at the same time, that's great. But the number to call is 678-688-4549. Monsignor, we know that all good things begin with prayer. So would you lead us in a prayer for this next hour?
Good, thank you. And okay. Just like the very traditional prayers, and this is certainly my favorite from the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. Mm. And maybe if we could place ourselves in God's presence as we pray this prayer. It's at the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so a few rules before we start the interview process. Just easy things. We like to have some fun while we're doing this. So we want you to ring this bell. We want you to do it now. It says do it now on there, but you got to wait. There's special reasons. You see, everybody, he was reaching for this bell. I'm going to have to slap his hand. So you guys better call in right now so that he gets to ring the bell. We get to ring it every time that we meet a goal. And our goal for this hour is $1,200 called in. If we can get $1,200 called in, then Joe has said that he will give us an additional $1,200. So we have some donors. Barbara, Mary, Joe, and Kelly have given us money for this pledge drive that to entice other people to call in, just to give some an extra incentive. They want to give the money. They plan to give the money. They want to bring as many people with them as they can. Okay. And so they are saying if we can get $1,200 called in, they'll give us another $1,200. So Joe is the one that's doing this hour. So we want to turn $1,200 into $2,400 for Catholic Radio. If we do that, if we meet the goal, you get to ring the bell. If we get somebody who calls in as a founder is a person who says they'll give $100 a month for 36 months. They get their name on a plaque that says that they're a founder of Catholic Radio. The plaque hangs here in the studio. They get an Echo Dot automatically. They get an Echo Dot as a gift from us for being a part of it. Every monthly donor gets an Immaculate Heart and a Sacred Heart print, a monthly donation of any amount. It's a beautiful 8x10, all in sepia tones. It's really beautiful prints. We'll send that to you. Get some holy cards. You get a book. You get all kinds of things. Call and talk to the volunteers, and they'll tell you how all of the different levels break down. But most importantly is if we get somebody that calls in and says that they're a founder, we get to ring the bell again. So we could ring it a whole lot if we just get a whole lot of calls, okay? So right now we're working on $1,200 with the match from Joe. $1,200, I'm going to write it on here. Joe will give us $1,200 if we can get another amount called in. And Antoinette, is that the one I'm looking for right now? Antoinette called in a 100 one-time pledge. She's from St. Philip Benizi Jonesboro. Okay, and she asks for prayers for courage and strength and ability to walk the journey with the victims of abuse. She was a guest last night, and I remember Antoinette. She was sitting right over there, and she did not know anything about the Catholic Radio until she was asked to be on the broadcast, and now she's becoming a donor. So how awesome is that? She came in as a guest and now as a donor, so we want to pray for courage and strength and the ability to walk the journey with the victims of abuse. So would you lead us in a prayer for that, Monsignor?
Okay. Lord, we ask your blessing upon us. We ask your blessing that the person will have strength, that you bless us always, O Lord, that you embrace us in your love. And we ask, O Lord, that you embrace us and embrace all those, O Lord, who are ill and all those too who need your strength, that you be with them and close to them, and that they know, O Lord, that you are their God and that you are all powerful and that you give us all your peace. And we ask you, O Lord, to bless all those, O Lord, who need your help now, and we ask that you be close to us through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So thank you, Antoinette, for that $100 pledge. That means we only need $1,100 more called in, and Monsignor gets to ring the bell. Were you an altar boy? Not yet. Not yet. I'm telling you, people, he wants to ring the bell. We got to let him ring the bell. Were you an altar boy in your day?
I was.
Yeah. So you know how to ring those bells. You know how to do it.
That's
all right.
Right.
So
yes,
we want to ring the bell.
Yes.
We want to make sure that Monsignor gets to do that, and that we get to take advantage of $1,200 donated by Joe in order to turn into $2,400 for Catholic Radio. So can you be the next person that calls in 678-688-4549? We are talking with Monsignor James Finnessy. He's a retired priest. I believe you've been a priest for 50 years.
That's right.
Wow. Thank you for that witness, for your faithfulness to your vocation. Wow, that's amazing. So you retired from active ministry about 4 years ago? Do I have that right?
Yes, 4 years ago.
And so what does your ministry look like right now?
Right now I'm in residence at All Saints Parish, and I continue to take my turns celebrating actually all of the sacraments. Love, as I always did as a priest, love to meet people in the vestibule of the church and love to welcome them as they come to Mass and to celebrate. That's what I love, is to see a full church. Yes. And I celebrate not only the Eucharist, but of course still celebrate the sacraments of reconciliation and at times baptism and marriage and of course, the anointing of the sick, visit the sick,
yes,
and continue. I actually probably do most of what I used to, except that I do not attend hardly any meetings anymore.
That's a nice perk.
Yes, and that's not only a blessing for me, but I think it's a bigger blessing for the people who had to put up with me at meetings.
I don't think that's true.
There's a double blessing there.
I tell you what, those meetings, they can just, they can be a drag, right?
Yes, that's
awesome that you get to really do the part that you became a priest for. You became
that's
a
right.
priest to celebrate the sacraments and to give to the people. Yes. So let's talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind, about your journey to the priesthood over 50 years ago. So take us down that. Can you take us down memory lane a little bit and tell us a little bit about your vocation story? Yeah. So often when we do these pledge drives, when I have a priest here, I ask for their vocation story, and then we'll have somebody that will call in and say they're more seriously considering the priesthood because of what they heard on the air. So I usually ask for a vocation story. Are you comfortable with that?
I am indeed.
Okay. All right.
I am. And maybe you talked about if I was an altar boy, and maybe it kind of triggered something that I hadn't thought of saying. But first of all, in our grade school, I think the bishop was going to be coming, and the teacher wanted to start a choir. And so I gave just one day in the choir.
Yeah.
And the teacher very politely told me after that she thought maybe that being an altar boy would be a better decision.
I love it. So we don't want to ask you to sing on the air, is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Don't ask me to sing on the air.
All right, I won't. All right.
You'll lose the audience real quickly.
Oh, that's awesome.
I guess I nearly have two stories on that, I've reflected a little on that actually because of my 50th anniversary and everything over the last year. But maybe the short story is is that back probably maybe around 1960, that way, Monsignor P.J. O'Connor, who was the vocations director here in Atlanta, came to our school, you know, or to our high school, which was in Mount Mallory. And he spoke actually about many people, quite a number of them actually, he said, with Irish names. I think he did that because he was in Ireland. And he said that many of them, quite a number of them, were either maybe Methodist or Baptist. And that, and he thought that the reason for that was that they came and that there were very few priests and very few Catholic churches, and that being religious people, they went to the local church, and then that next generation grew up in that faith. And it really grieved him, he said, that they were missing the Eucharist and missing the Mass. And where would he go to try to solve that problem? He said, you know, but to Ireland. Mm-hmm. And so he spoke about the need, you know, for priests. And he, I remember him saying, I think it was, if I can remember it properly now, to become a priest, that you had a desire to help people and to love people, that you be a hard worker. That's what he said. He didn't give paint any rosy picture, and that you have average intelligence. Mm. And so at least I felt I had two out of the three. So,
I love it. So
probably that's the very short. Then I went into, you know, St. Patrick's College, Carlo, and was ordained 6 years later. And I've loved my 50 years in Atlanta. That one of the tremendous things I think that I, that probably I was the one who thought I was coming to evangelize and make holy the people here. But actually, I think it was the other way around. I know it was the other way around when I came, that it's the people of Atlanta and the Catholic people of Atlanta that very much evangelized me and made me holy. And and I think the tremendous generosity, the tremendous love of the people of Atlanta, that they really love their priests, and that's the tremendous blessing. I knew nothing about Atlanta, so that the good Lord blessed me with wonderful parishioners. I've been in parish. I've always been either an assistant pastor or a pastor all of my 50 years, and so I've really benefited from the love, you know, of the Catholic people and the holiness and generosity and love of the people of Atlanta. Now, kind of maybe looking also back into you know, why I became a priest, that was probably the part that triggered me to really seriously think about being a priest. But I did have two uncles and two aunts, you know, who were priests and nuns, and a first cousin as well, who was older than I am, that became a sister. And one of the things that, as growing up, you know, that they would come, and we actually looked forward to them. You know, my two uncles were in Glasgow in Scotland, and they came every year on vacation. And the sisters, at that time, they would come, I think it was about every 5 years or 4 years. They belonged to the Holy Family community. But we really looked forward to them coming, you know. Yes. And they'd stay in our home. And when they came on vacation, and one of the things like was that they were joyful people, you know, that they were people who really had a sense of purpose in life, and that they were people who valued, you know, what they were doing. And so that they were great role models to me. Strangely enough, they never asked if I would become a priest. It was Monsignor O'Connor who seemed to trigger that one. You know, maybe that, I'm sure that was God's will, yeah. You know, but maybe that's kind of pretty much of a story. Very, very traditional Catholics, said the rosary every night before we went to bed. That was, even if we were going out and visiting people around the Christmas time and partying, that on the way home in the car. That we said the rosary. You know, the rosary had to be said, and I suppose our history to St. Patrick, and without going into all of that, there was that missionary type spirit of reaching out to others, you know, and that was, I think, kind of very much, I guess, is kind of the boast that Ireland had, that all of our European neighbours had great conquering armies, but we had our missioners, and that, and that was something I think that we were proud of, and that I was proud of, and am proud of. So
yes, excellent, very, and you should be proud. Very good. All right. So again, I need to interrupt and give out the number because our phone lines are pretty silent and we want to get them active. I'm telling you what, one of my favorite things when I do pledge drives is being able to give the message to the priest that somebody called in his honor, that, you know, such and such says hi, or such and such says, we love you, Father, or whatever it is. So listeners, please call. If you can make a pledge at the same time, that's great. But if all you do is call in and say, Father, we love you, or Monsignor, we love you, then please do that right now. We also really need to get some pledges going. We have $100 towards this matching pledge. We would love to get some more. We just need $1,100 in order to turn it into $2,400 for Catholic Radio. The number to call is 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. All right. And, you know, Monsignor, you have probably, in your 50 years, you've probably been to a whole lot of parishes. What are some of the parishes that you've been at?
I've been to 9 or 10, actually.
Over 50 years, just that many. Yeah, wow, that many. They like you, they keep you. That's awesome. So what are the parishes that you've been to?
Well, I began in Holy Cross Parish in Chambly. That was my first parish, and I got a wonderful welcome there, not only by the people, but also who is Archbishop of Oklahoma City, now my first pastor, who was wonderful to me, Archbishop Beltran. Then gave a year in LaGrange and was in Sacred Heart for a time.
Wow.
Those were and Corpus Christi, they were as a parochial vicar, and then as a pastor. Then I was pastor at St. Bernadette's in Cedar Town, wonderful people there, and St. John Vianney in Lithia Springs, and then just out the road here, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. John Newman in Lilburn, St. Jude's, and now All Saints.
Wow. A lot of experience that you have there, and I'm amazed that you can just even remember all of them in order. That's amazing. 50 years worth, I don't think I could go through all of that. So that's really, really, it shows your commitment and your love to what you've done and what you've accomplished as a priest. So share with me a little bit about some of the loves that you have encountered over 50 years. You have a lot of wisdom as a priest after 50 years. What are some things that you can share that maybe you've learned about the priesthood, about the faith, about the people of Atlanta? What would you like to share, especially about the last 50 years?
Okay, maybe I think a number of the what I think has been tremendous since the Second Vatican Council, you know, is the a tremendous involvement of the laity, and the laity not only individually in helping our parish, but also in, I think, sharing, you know, the vocation of Catholics and the vocation of Christians that we have. And I think that many of the ministries that one of the ones I guess I was very much involved with was the Marriage Encounter community, you know, and their love, you know, not only for their priests and the vocation of the priests, but their love for each other, and their seeking to enhance and live out in the world in a very difficult society, living out their vocation you know, as husbands and wives, and seeking to be, to help support couples live out, you know, live out their vocation and be really excited about each other and really love each other. And also I think that within that, that they also, I think, have a tremendous commitment to loving their priests as well.
Yes.
So that, so that, that was the, and really all of the, you could say the those ministries, Curcio, I think that helped so much, enabled men and women also to be able to live and to serve Christ as they see him in others. And people, I think, being able to tell their own story of faith, not only maybe the successes in living, but also the struggles, you know, and the battles that they had to fight to live, you could say, not only outside themselves, but within themselves as well, in seeking to be able to live their faith. One of the newer ones, Christ Renews His Parish, mm-hmm. you know, where people again seek to support each other just in living, in living out and living their vocation as well.
Yes.
And so that these are some of the and I've just met wonderful, just so many wonderful people over the years, you know, in and people who really, really love people in Atlanta, that really love their that really love, you know, their faith, and seek not only to live that themselves, but to share mm-hmm. that faith with others as well, and even go out and evangelize others. You know, if I may even put in a plug, you know, for the radio here.
Please do. Yeah. You want to ring that bell. I know you do. So come on, get the calls coming
so
in.
We need this bell. I love ringing bells, so we need this bell rung here.
Exactly.
But just in a maybe a little more serious, that, you know, that it's the tremendous joy and privilege I think we all have is the privilege of sharing the faith. Mm-hmm. And one of the wonderful ways in which that's done today, you know, is through radio and through communication, mm-hmm. And so that and that is a, and you know, that people who have the gift to be able to do that, that we'd be able to support them and support them in sharing that faith in and through the airwaves. And so you know, that, and in the parishes I've been in, that I've already named, and many others as well that I have not had the privilege of serving in, that the people of Atlanta, I think, love their faith so much and are so generous, that this is one of the ways, I think, in which you all can be part of sharing the gospel, you know, even if you do not have time to be able to be on radio yourself, that you'll be able to support those maybe who are, you know, and so that and that way the good news of Jesus Christ can be proclaimed really here in our area, in our neck of the woods here in Atlanta, and that's a wonderful, so that that is a wonderful opportunity I think that we all have, and that you have to be able to share in bringing that gospel to others.
Thank you. And you know, it's so easy to do, because all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. We are trying to get to $1,200, and then Joe will add another $1,200 to that so that it becomes $2,400 for Catholic Radio. We have $100 that has been called in through the generosity of Antoinette, and we would love then to get another $1,100 so that we get to ring the bell and we get to celebrate, and Monsignor is doing such an awesome job of sharing with us about the reasons why we should support Catholic Radio, and truly, you know, we are all called to evangelize. It's really easy with Catholic Radio, because all we have to do is write a check, And then the airwaves, the Holy Spirit working through the airwaves takes care of the rest of it. And,
that's right.
And, you know, there's a potential 3.1 million listeners at any given moment through the Catholic radio station here, because it's the largest AM station possible. You can't get any bigger than a 50,000-watt station, and that's what you have right here in Atlanta. There are only about 7 of those that are Catholic throughout the country. One of them's right here. So we really want to keep it here. We want to keep it strong in Atlanta. That's why we do these pledge drives. It's the first time ever that we've come and done a pledge drive. It's a pretty new station. And so we really need your help. We need to see that you want to keep Atlanta, keep Catholic radio in Atlanta. You show us that by picking up the phone and calling 678-688-4549 or by going online and donating at thequestatlanta.com. Whether you can make a donation or not, we would just love it if you would call and say, Monsignor, we hear you and thank you for being an awesome priest. So whatever it is, just give us a call. If you can make a donation when you do that, great. But I really don't, it's not a requirement. I love it whenever I am able to tell the priest that somebody called in his honor. So the number to call, 678-688-4549. We are talking with Monsignor James Finnessy. He is a retired priest now, but he's been in about 10 parishes around the diocese. And he's also talked about Marriage Encounter, Curcio, Chirp, some other things that you've been involved with as well. There's got to be some people out there that can call in his honor and support Catholic Radio. We have some gifts for you. We have the Dollar Per Day Club, $30 a month. Most people can give up a dollar a day. You get the Featured Book of the Hour. I'm not sure what that is, but if you call in at the Dollar a Day Club, you get a book and a holy card. If you call in as a founder, you get, which is $100 a month for 3 years, we would get to ring the bell. Monsignor would get to ring the bell, and you would get the holy card, the featured book, and you would get your name on a plaque at the side of the tower. And so you would get that as well. Not at the side of the tower, at the side of the studio. There's a plaque that's going to be hanging here in the studio. It's going to have the name of all of the different founders. You would also get a picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and a print of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. They're 8x10 prints, very beautiful. We will send that to you as well. And at the end of every day, we are giving away an Echo Dot. And we actually, I got the name for the person who won that yesterday. Everyone who calls in and makes a pledge gets entered into a drawing. And it was Rosalind Broom, who she was actually one of the volunteers who made a pledge. And she was the name drawn out. And so she gets that Echo Dot that was given away yesterday. We would love for you to be in the drawing today. In order to get in the drawing, you call and make a pledge of any amount. And all founders automatically get the Echo Dot. So if you call in as a founder, you will automatically get that. So give us a call. Also on Thursday, at the end of the whole pledge drive, everybody who has donated throughout the 3 days goes into a drawing for a beautiful nativity set. So give us a call, whatever amount you can give. The number to call, 678-688-4549. I'm wondering if these phone lines are even working, because it's been a while since we've had a phone call. So come on, give us a call. Let us know the phone lines are working. And pledge of your treasure towards Catholic Radio. You will not be disappointed. You can't outgive God. I am telling you what, the blessings will be in abundance when you give to Catholic Radio. I've seen it in my own life. I've been a donor to Catholic Radio for about 18 years. And I believe very strongly in the way that it works through the airwaves. So I would love it right now if any of our listeners out there would pick up the phone and give us a call, 678-688-4549. We are talking with Monsignor James Finnessy. He is a retired priest from Ireland and here in Atlanta for 50 years as a priest. He gave us a little bit about his vocation story. Amazing. So, do you miss Ireland? You still have family in Ireland?
I have family in Ireland. I love going back to Ireland. I go back just about every year.
Yes.
I don't know if I miss it, but I like to still keep the connection, you know, with my family and with my friends, and Love to get back and, you know, say Mass in the church where I said my first Mass, you know, in my own parish. Grew up in a rural area, so there are still a number of friends that I have, and I just love to meet with them, and I enjoy that time, yeah. You know, immensely. And my brother and sister, and I have nieces and a great niece and a nephew, and love to see them and be with them, and I just enjoy that part. It's kind of like, I think, a retreat, almost going back there, because the pace of life and all is very different. And even though Ireland has changed a lot since I left, and not always in ways, not in ways that I like, as far as the faith and the gospel and the gospel values, I think there's still a lot of faith in Ireland, but for some reason we haven't been able to get a lot of the young, you know, the young people to maybe value that as I think that we did growing up, even though I do believe that there are still people with a lot of faith, and maybe a lot of others that where that faith needs to be maybe awakened, have goodness, but maybe not able to awaken the faith.
You know, and that brings me to a really good question is, you know, how does the faith in Ireland compare to what we have, say, here in Atlanta or in the United States? How does that faith compare? I know that, that Ireland just had a vote for abortion, right? They approved abortion in Ireland.
Yes.
So that's got to be a downward spiral right there.
Real downward.
Yeah. So, you know, how does it compare?
Yeah. Well, 50, just to think of vocations, that there are very few vocations in Ireland now, sadly. I suppose one of the things in Ireland, and I don't know whether it was a good thing here or not, that sometimes maybe being in the minority might have an advantage. Mm-hmm. You know, that one of the, I think from the day I got here, you know, it was either welcoming Catholics, maybe whether it be from other parts of the country, or whether it be people, many Catholics, especially in later times from South America, that we had, I think there was always a lot of evangelization and welcoming people and having people, making the church available to people, and also people of other faiths as well, who indeed have embraced, you know, the Catholic faith here. I think in Ireland, as I was growing up, where I grew up in a rural area, over 99% were Catholic. Mm-hmm. So you did not do an awful lot of evangelization as far as other faiths were. Also, people kind of knew each other, and I'm not too sure how vibrant, as you would say, the church was. Now, also, when I grew up like that, there were there would be several priests ordained each year. That having a priest kind of in the family was pretty common. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I would never have foreseen, we'll say that in our diocese in Ireland now, I would say probably close to 40% of the priests are probably my age or older.
Wow.
You know, we have a very old, and that there are very few people becoming priests. You might have, like where we had maybe 40 people each year, you might have one in a diocese. So like that there are very few or no vocations. Also, even in rural areas, even the attendance at Mass, you know, has dropped off considerably. You know, I wish I knew the answer. So it's not a good Ireland, like it's not a good picture, as you would say, right now. And that You know, I just even, it is one of the things, you know, I've thought of, like, that when Monsignor O'Connor came, that there was a real, you know, he spoke of a real need and of the United States, of the, you know, Atlanta and Georgia being very much of a missionary territory. At that particular time, I never knew that Ireland would become a missionary territory,
yes,
you know, in my lifetime. And I wonder, like, well, you know, should I have stayed in Ireland now with the way the vocations are,
yes,
and everything? Now, I don't regret coming here by any means, but but that I would never have, I never would have foreseen, especially like the shortage of, that there would ever be a shortage of priests. In fact, in many dioceses, even in our own diocese, that they would send a priest on loan to a diocese in England that would be newly ordained because there wasn't a place for him in the parish,
right,
back in his home diocese, until an older priest would die, and that, you know, his seniority would come up where he would come back to Ireland. So that's like a real big, change.
Yeah, a huge change. It's like the tables have turned, right?
Yes,
so you were sending missionaries
degrees
to the United States, and now you need missionaries from somewhere else.
From somewhere else,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. Yes.
And so what do you attribute that change? I mean, it's only been 50 years. It hasn't been that long. What is it that changed?
Yes, I really wish... You know,
okay,
I really
and before
wish,
you answer that, I am going to give you an update, because Giselle called yesterday and she made a pledge and she just wanted to give a shout out to you. So do you know a Giselle?
Oh, I do know a Giselle. Yes,
yeah,
yes, Giselle.
So,
thank you so much.
She said that you are missed at St. Jude's and she's so glad that you're doing well and loves to hear your beautiful Irish brogue.
Oh,
so do
you.
Oh, my goodness.
And hope you are doing well, Giselle. You're in my thoughts and prayers.
Yes. I'm telling you what, this is my favorite part. I really hope we get more people calling in and saying, Monsignor, we love you, because it truly is. It brings me a great deal of joy to be able to give these messages to our priests. And it really, you know, we need to support our priests. This is a time when we really need to support our priests. It's a tough time. It's a tough time. And maybe we can talk about that in a few minutes. But right now, I'm going to give out the phone number and then go back to the question that I asked you. 678-688-4549. Call and make a pledge. Call and tell Monsignor you love him. Whatever it is. But just get these phone lines going. 678-688-4549. I would sure love to have $1,100 more called in so that we can take this match of Joe's that he is offering us. It can turn into $2,400 for Catholic Radio, and that goes a long ways with Catholic Radio because they do use your money very frugally. Even Annie, who is putting in, she was here 14 hours with me yesterday, and it was all volunteer. Every bit of it volunteer. They have wonderful volunteers here at the Quest. They are working to keep all of this going, and they are doing it on a shoestring because they want the money that you are giving to go for the intended purpose in order to keep Catholic Radio strong in Atlanta to save souls. So please give us a call, 678-688-4549, 678-688-4549. It cannot stay on the air without you. You know, Carol, she got it going. She got it all started. But it can only continue if you are willing to give of your treasure in order to keep the Holy Spirit working through these airwaves. Again, the number to call, 678-688-4549. If you can make a pledge, that's awesome. If you just want to call and say, Monsignor, we love you, that's awesome. We really hope you'll do both, though. Give us a call, 678-688-4549. What do you think is the decline? What was the reason for the decline over 50 years in Ireland, where you go from sending missionaries to the United States to having a shortage of priests?
I mean, I wish if I knew, I would...
You would change it, yes.
I would change it,
yeah.
You know, and I really do not know, you know, and I have, of course, like I've been here for 50 years myself.
Right.
And I would say there would be probably many people and priests, you know, lay people and priests who live in Ireland who would probably have a far better insight into that than I have. Mm-hmm. You know, all I could, I just, you know, all I do myself is because I do not have, you know, an answer to that, is just to pray. I pray constantly for Ireland, keep the people of Ireland in my masses, and continue to ask God's blessing and ask Christ's blessing, and
yes,
to ask that, you know, that the hearts of all of our people, young and old, would be open,
right,
you know, to continue to hear the gospel. And
yes,
it is a tragedy, and I do not know whether it's an oversimplification or not, but that that I think, you know, that there are a lot of materialism, you know. Well, it's kind of like that Ireland was very poor, and that was not something that was very good, you know, that the people, well, then there was this Celtic tiger or whatever, where I think the euro kind of maybe a little bit became their god, you know. Mm-hmm. that might be one reason. There mm-hmm. are many others, also the scandals, the pedophilia scandals also with priests and others in Ireland, that has, I think, eroded, you know, people's faith like it has here. So I think probably these are some of the reasons. But that what I'm praying for and hoping for is that people will be able to come forward to be able to share the richness, you know, of the gospel, and to be able to share the truth that God is a forgiving God, mm-hmm. and that also that the grace of God is greater than any sinfulness, as St. Paul said, and that we hold out that hope,
yes,
you know, and that people be inspired, you know, by that hope for their lives, and that they be able to look to and to be able to see that that Christ and his death and resurrection, that ultimately he's the answer, not only for our lives, but our eternity. And so I guess I'm talking about maybe what the desires I have to be maybe able to share that good news, rather than having any real insight into why all of this has happened. You know?
Yes, yes. And that really is where we need to keep our focus, isn't it? Is on the hope that we have, mm-hmm. you know, in the fact that we are part of the church that Christ founded. Yeah. And, you know, it's not any one man. This is the church that Christ founded, and that's where we need to put our hope is with that. So thank you again for that reminder. Yes. We do have someone who's called in. Mary Ann says, hi, Monsignor. She says she misses you at St. Jude's. They're changing it here. I was starting to read it because I thought it was done, and now they're changing it a little bit. She says, thank you for always supporting... Okay, I'm going to give out the number. We'll let them finish typing here, and then we have a walk-in pledge. That's awesome. A new founder, 678-688-4549. So you know what this means. This is a walk-in pledge. It's a founder. It means Monsignor gets to pick up the bell. Woo!
Oh, we got to ring this bell here.
Where's the camera?
This thing isn't ringing. Oh, yeah, like this. Okay.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That is awesome.
And we need all kinds of help here to be able to share the gospel and anything.
Can I say
anything? And okay. that any gift that you give here, it's a gift that goes towards eternity and goes towards the good news of Jesus Christ, which is something that we never take for granted, the love of Christ, and that it's money very, very well spent when you share it to bring the good news, as Jesus Christ said, to the poor and to those who need to be saved. And Quest Radio is one means by which that can happen to many people.
Yes, excellent. And, you know, I think you might know this guy that let you ring the bell. It was Deacon Leo and his wife. What is it? Can I say the last name?
Oh, sorry. No, oh, it's not.
Okay. All right. So Deacon Leo and Carolyn, we'll let you see the last name there. And he called in as, or he walked in as our next founder and allowed Monsignor to ring the bell. Yes.
Thank you, Deacon Woo! Leo. Thank
you. All right. So that was awesome. And our next, the message that Marianne, we were trying to give that they were typing in says, "We miss you at St. Jude's. Thank you for always supporting PATH."
That's right. Yes.
So you support PATH.
Well, thank
what
you.
Is PATH?
Yes, Joe and Mary. PATH is Mary Ann McNeil, and it's a post-abortion syndrome that people. It's a wonderful ministry. Anybody, if you have been part of having had an abortion, and that you have regrets at this time, which many people have, that would be true of women or even men who might have supported and paid for it. That PATH is a wonderful ministry. You can find information on it in every parish, and it's also very private, that you can come and be able to receive Christ's healing in and through that ministry. And that if you're suffering in any way, that this is a wonderful way in which you can find healing.
Yes.
And thank you to PATH for helping out here.
Excellent. And thank you for that explanation. And actually, they'll be on next hour to be able to talk more about that. We're going to be welcoming at noon. We'll be welcoming Dr. Alveda King, and she's going to be talking with us. It's going to be our pro-life hour. And then we'll also have Marlo Brown, who's the executive director for the Pregnancy Aid Center, and Marianne McNeil with PATH, who's going to be on the next hour. And so we'll be able to hear more about that. But they called in and said, thank you for your involvement with that. And I can just imagine that you're gentle. I can tell you have a very gentle, kind spirit. That would be a perfect...
Some of the time. Yeah,
well, maybe a little bit of Irish temper, too. I don't know. But I haven't seen it if it's there. I have not seen it myself. What a great ministry to be able to help these post-abortive women and really, help them out, because it's a terrible thing that's happening. Mm-hmm. All right, we also have Peter, who called in with a $50 one-time pledge. He's from St. Vincent de Paul, and he asked for prayers for his mother and the repose of his recently deceased father. So can we offer some prayers for them?
God, our Father in heaven, we pray especially for Peter's father who died, and we pray together, eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. Amen. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. And Lord, we ask you to bless his mother, Peter's mother, who is grieving, and Peter himself, all in his family, Lord, that we ask that you bless them and console them, and that they know, Lord, that their father is in the hands of Jesus Christ, and that one day we will all be reunited with our loved ones in his kingdom in heaven. And we pray all this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Son, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We had another donor that called in. It's Dorothy, and she called in with a $100 one-time pledge, and she's from Holy Trinity Parish.
Okay.
So thank you, Dorothy. Thank you to everyone who's called in so far. We'd still love to have even more phone calls. We have about 7 more minutes with Monsignor. Then we'll go to a short break. Then we'll be welcoming our pro-life hour. We're going to have Dr. Alveda King. We're going to have Marlo Brown and Marianne McNeil. They'll both be on the air with us. And we are grateful to everyone. We're especially grateful right now to Monsignor. for bringing his beautiful, as Marianne said, his beautiful Irish brogue onto the air with us today. We are grateful. Actually, it was Giselle that said, your beautiful Irish brogue and your great smile. You have a great smile. We love having you here. So thank you for taking the time to help us to support Catholic Radio. And you've done such a good job, too, of just sharing about the importance of Catholic Radio and the importance of evangelization. And so I'm grateful for that as well. So we have just about 5 minutes left with you. Is there anything in particular that you would like to share with our listeners during this last 5 minutes on the air?
Okay, I would just like to share that that Atlanta, Georgia is a wonderful place, that and that there are so many blessings and opportunities that we have here, that all of my 50 years, as I said earlier, has been that there have been both the challenges. I think one of the, we've been blessed tremendously in Atlanta, not only I think with so many holy people and growth in holiness over those years, but also a tremendous growth in the diocese itself, in the population of the diocese, that has that the Catholic Church has always been vibrant, that you could say that the big challenge has not been really a decline in the numbers, but the big challenges have been really the challenges of building churches and building schools and getting the message out. Even the challenge that we have here today, even in Quest Radio, in getting the message of Christ out. And also I think that not only people who have come, you know, in my earlier time, as I said, from up north and have taken root and have put roots here in Atlanta, and the challenges and the blessings of that, but many people now from so many different countries and nations, and that we have those wonderful people who come. And one of the things, like that, even though we may have different languages, customs or whatever, that the parish and the church that we all walk into, that it's our parish and it's our church, you know, regardless of where we're from or how we think or whatever. And and that our job, I think, is constantly to welcome people, to welcome people with the gospel and the good news. And I think that's a tremendous opportunity that everybody has, you know, here in Atlanta. And you know, if you're concerned with your families and that you are not able to be personally part of that because of your own commitments, that again, one of the ways of being able to do that too is through your treasure, you know, whether that be to the gospel in our archdiocese, to our radio, whatever it would be. But that that I guess my message is that we continue, that we never take the gospel for granted, that we never take our faith for granted, that we see it as a tremendous treasure, as Christ said, and that not only do we live out that treasure and value it ourselves in our own lives, but also that we share that treasure with others. Yes. That's what Christ has said, and that we and that you can do that, you know, in your own families and your homes, that you, especially, I think, that you make the home a place of love and a place of peace and safety, that you share with your children a love and respect, that you, each home that it has a love, and that you have a love and respect for each other, and that you share that with your children, that I think that these are wonderful ways, I think, in which opportunities that we have, I think, to form, I think, a very healthy society. And there is such division today that I think that we in the gospel, that we share the unity of Christ and the unity of the gospel. And so I think we have a tremendous treasure and gift that we can share, you know, with our whole nation today, you know, to seek to bring people together and to give people a sense, I think, of the love and the unity that Jesus Christ has called to bring us to. And I think that, you know, and so that would, I guess, be a message and both a challenge and a blessing for all of us.
Absolutely. And you know what? You get to pick up the bell because we had a founder, which means that we also met the goal. So you get to ring the bell for meeting the goal of the hour. And Joe gets to give us an additional $1,200. So you get to ring the bell again.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for sharing the gospel.
Love it. All right. So the number to call is 678-688-4549. Can we get your blessing out to all of us here in the studio as well as out through the airwaves before you leave?
Good. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Amen.
Amen.
And may the Lord grant you his peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Monsignor. You were really awesome. So thank you
so much
for being with us.
It was an honor to be here.
All right. Number to call 678-688-4549. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back on the air with Dr. Alveda King. So please give us a call, 678-688-4549.